What's going on, KST Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on this Friday morning here in KC, Missouri, May 8th, 2026. Is this your very first time listening to the show? I appreciate you guys checking out the show. Again, if you like what you're hearing, make sure you do. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button, like the button, hit the alarm bell every time I update your content daily. You will be notified about that on the feed, wherever you see your favorite Kansas State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things Kansas sports, whether that's women's golf, women's tennis, women's rowing, baseball, men's and women's golf, track and field. We'll get to them here in a minute. And so much more. Obviously, here we're about to close the curtain on the spring semester. Yep. So we're gonna have that's gonna be over soon. And then here in a couple months, football season is gonna be here before we know it. But also, that means fall sports as well: volleyball, men's and women's basketball, women's soccer, women's volleyball, all that in between. And then we had your spring sports participate in the fall semester as well. So all that saying, yeah, we try to keep up with everything, what's going on within K-State Athletics, not just focus on two things, because there's just plenty to go around about that. So definitely, I would take the time right now, do so as well. I know I didn't post an episode yesterday, but we usually come at you every single day, including the weekends. We don't shut down at the Friday night. At the five. Nope, we keep it moving throughout the weekend. I'm pretty sure there's much to talk about K-State sports here on this podcast, like we are going to be doing this weekend. And yeah, my work schedule has involuntarily, if you want to say that, escalated a little bit. So between that and figuring stuff out again outside of this podcast, I'm trying to hop on the mic when I can to give you K-State content. And we're back again. Hey, I just said, happy Friday, K-State Nation. And it's Friday. That's what, you know what that means. It's time to look at the weekend preview here as we are in, we're on May 8th now here in track and field. I mentioned them, track and field. Oh, I believe it's hosting their final regular season game, or invitational. What is same damn thing? Ward-Hale Invitational goes down. When this comes out, it's gonna be a wrap. so, just want to throw that one out there. They're getting ready for the Big 12 Championships. They're after coming off of the Drake relays, and then they were in Eugene, things like that. Those episodes are out now already on the. If you missed out on any of that coverage, feel free to download those and give those a listen. And of course, this weekend, I'm gonna just say it short and sweet. I've mentioned this already this week. I've talked about this week already on one of the episodes. So go check it out. The baseball team, the second half struggles. Go give that a listen there. Cincinnati tonight starts off the 3-game series there. I might as well just go ahead and bring that up right now. Bring those notes up right now. So Cincinnati tonight, 6:00. Weather pending, because, well, at least here in KC, Missouri, there's a small chance of rain. So we're just gonna play it by. We're just gonna play that one by ear there. As well, at least here, I don't know how it's going to be in Manhattan, Kansas, so we'll have to see how all that's going to shake out there as well. So game one tonight, there in K-State baseball, Pete Hughes, you've had a week. Unfortunately, you didn't get those games. Again, for those of you kind of been too busy, what's going on with work, whatever going on in your lives, Missouri State and Omaha games were supposed to be played on Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively. They did not get played because of the uncertainty of the weather situation. So the K-State baseball lost those games. And, oh, by the way, yes, this big nail in the barn, what do you want to call that? K-State has lost 7 in a row. coming into the series. So, and this is your last, is in K-State Nation. If you're in Manhattan, if you're back in Manhattan this weekend, then, hey, make sure you go out and check out the baseball team. Because this is probably the moment, this is probably going to be the last time you're going to be seeing them here in 2026. Unless, again, they turn it around quickly and go on some unpredictability run like they did a couple of years ago. We counted about a couple years ago. And what happened? They went on a run and got it, somehow got it in the region. They went on a run then. So, I know. I should know better, but I'm gonna say it anyway because anything can happen in college athletics. And here we are. I gotta see, and they got a total of two series left, six games, and you gotta play UCF next weekend to wrap up the season. So it's gonna be an uphill battle, and you get Cincinnati this weekend, starting tonight at 6:00, and then the second game two, hold on a second, so yeah, game two tomorrow at 4:00. When this comes out, the opening game of the series will have been started. So there's that. And again, Pete Hughes decides to throw. So tonight, Taswell Butler is going to be on the mound for the Cats. He's going to be taking on Nathan Taylor of the Bearcats. So we got the Wildcats and the Bearcats tonight, all weekend long in the series. And again, we will have the postcast for you for after every game of the series. We've been doing it all year long. It don't stop. And hey, if you're new to this podcast, yes, we do recap / postcast after every K-State athletic event. It doesn't matter what it is, whether that is baseball, women's tennis, track and field, you know how it goes. And here, coming up soon, Colin Klein, the football team. We're going to be talking about football again, and it is Friday, so I'm going to have that football episode that's going to come out before this one. So, yeah, so it's Friday, so we're going to have this, and potentially a third episode today. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. But, yeah, so Taswell Butler, 0-3, 5.82 ERA. Nathan Taylor of Cincinnati, 5-2 with a 3.95 ERA. Tomorrow has Lincoln Sheffield and gets Logan Knight. Lincoln Sheffield 6-2 with a 4.86 ERA. Logan Knight 4.80 ERA. Record is 4-3. And finally, to see which will be the Twain family home finale on Sunday at 11. Not 1. It's not 1 o'clock. 11. So glad I looked at the thing first before saying that. 11 a.m. Sunday, James Gaillette will make the start on the mound, 5-3 with a 6.12 ERA. We finished that against Connor Blue of Cincinnati. He is undefeated, 4-0 with a 4.44 ERA right there. And K-State, the obvious, they need to play way better. They need to play way better, not make any mistakes, give Cincinnati the business, and find somehow to win. Excuse me, man, my allergies are, it's the morning, my allergies, a little rough this morning, but we're pushing on this episode of this podcast. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports here on another edition of the show. But yeah, so that this is what you're looking at right now. And oh, by the way, yeah, did I mention the record yet? I don't think I've have. But if you've been every day of the show, you would know that the K-State Wildcats on the baseball side are 26-22 coming in to the Cincinnati series, in 9-15 in the Big 12. They look to get in the double figures and into that column. Hopefully they do that tonight. We'll see what happens there with the team. And I find it interesting this late in the season. At least with the pitching, that, yeah. Hey, you may have been following along. I've been saying that all year long. The pitching, if it catches up with the offense, you got a pretty good baseball team, but the pitching ain't there. And I find it interesting that Guyette isn't starting game one. That is interesting. That is interesting to me. I mean, yeah, he was out of order last week because he pitched against Nebraska and all that, and then came back to pitch game three. So I wonder what is the sense of urgency that Coach Hughes is doing. I have no idea there as well. I know it's easy for us, you know, sit and play couch crew chief or whatever, yeah, you get what I'm saying, but yeah, I don't know. With at this point again, you need wins, and Tazewell Butler's been good. I've said his praises on the show this season, Tazewell Butler, but in a situation now with this team where okay, you need wins, I'm throwing my ace out there, and then leave Lucky Sheffield where he is, and then throw Tazewell Butler in game three. But again, this is not the first time he's thrown Tazewell Butler out. He did this last week, and Tazewell Butler did get pitched well, but the offense wasn't there. So, and that's another thing. The offense needs to come alive this weekend. One of the best in the nation. We said we've followed it all year long. If Case's offense can show up in the series, that would be fantastic, and you're at home. So, a big opportunity for this team to get some wins in this series, and more importantly, try to go out and win the series. You're at home, which it's been an adventure this year for whatever the reason is. I don't know why, because K-State usually plays a lot better and a lot tougher at home than they're at away. This year just has not been the case. Has not been the case at all, and you're playing a really good Cincinnati team this weekend, and it starts tonight. We'll see what Tazewell Butler, D. Kennedy has in store for us, and we'll have all the coverage throughout this weekend here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things here sports. And again, track and field, Ward Haley Invitational going down. Well, when this comes out, it'll be a wrap, but we'll have a recap of that as they're getting ready for the Big 12 Outdoor Championships. Let's go, baby. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Where a podcast is found, free and available daily, which is called K-State content. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Senior California, Eddie Greer here. In KC Mo. Appreciate y'all as always, K-State Nation. This has been another weekend preview edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.